Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about what is going on in the cyber area. Actually, it's not even in the cyber area. It is in business in general in South Africa. South Africa has seen a sharp increase in ransomware, attacks targeting major organizations, including retailers, healthcare providers, airlines, mining companies. It's just quite incredible. To help us understand what is going on and why retailers have become such an attractive target, we are joined by Dr. Wei Tse Lung. She is an expert from the Academy for Computer Sciences. A very, very good morning. I hope you are well.
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners.
So can you just give us a sense of how bad is this problem?
Well, Howard, I think this has been an ongoing issue for quite some time now. I think it's just that it's become more prevalent because the information regulator by law requires that companies disclose that they have been hacked or they were subject to some sort of cyber, data leak. And I suppose the other reason is what you're referring to is a lot of ransomware attacks. So in the past, if someone conducted a ransomware attack against you, they would only be interested in locking up your files and say, hey, pay the ransom, and then I will let you have your files back. And quite often they don't. But now they're not just interested in that. They are basically holding your files hostage. But they're saying, if you don't pay the ransom, we will leak the data. And that's what's also causing an issue, because if they leak the data, then the information regulator absolutely gets involved.
So just for anybody who doesn't, we hear these words, ransomware. What is ransomware?
So ransomware is when the attacker manages to successfully lock up your files. So they do it by, in the easiest way, I would say almost like a password protection. So if you password protect a file, in order for you to open that file again, you would have to know the password. Now, what they do is they're using a strong form of encryption often, and they lock up all your files in that same way. So now you need to get the password, and I'm simplifying things, in order to unlock those files. So, all your family photos, etc.,
effectively, you're holding your data, your memories in some cases, your customer, you're holding everything ransom.
Yes, that's pretty much. And they say, give us money or we release the data. Well, nowadays, they actually release the data.
Okay. So that's what it is about. And how difficult is it for the cyber criminals to find their way into somebody's system?
Well, it's dependent on how easy it is to fool the human in the loop. So if they say, hey, Howard, just click on this link, and you do, and it accidentally, you happen to click on the link and now you install the malicious code and it executes on your computer, then bye-bye Howard's files.
Right. So it really often depends on human behavior, really.
Yes. So it's about awareness. That's why companies are trying all the time to update staff, employees, customers, and say, hey, like, for example, banks will say, we will never send you a email that says we need you to give us ABC. Your companies will likely say, listen, these are the latest attempts and attacks that attackers will try with you. Please be on the alert.
Right. Now, does it, we always debate this sort of thing. Do you pay the ransomware, get on with your business, and continue your life as you know it, or does that unfortunately encourage the activities around these criminals?
Well, it's actually more the latter. In the beginning, when ransomware was more, we hold your data hostage and we will not give it back, rather than we will leak it. I've often read about incidences where you pay the ransom and then they you know, like bad customer services, they don't actually return the data because they've got maybe, 30, 40 other ransomware cases anyway, so they don't even know who you are. So there's no honor amongst thieves in that sense. And nowadays they go, well, we'll release the data if you don't pay. And sometimes they do pay up and the data gets leaked anyway. So it's not just encouraging bad behavior because they go, oh, this is very lucrative, let me continue. But it is also, we get double the money because they can then sell your data on the dark web.
Ah, okay, so that also becomes a problem. Are we finding that these criminals are more likely to be from within the borders of a country or outside of the borders?
Well, they're actually everywhere. This is like remote working. They don't need to be in the country to carry out the attack successfully. Hmm. In fact, we find that many of these are from abroad. They're not central to a specific country. Some are even state-sponsored.
What? What do you mean state-sponsored?
So sometimes the government doesn't like their neighboring country and they say, we have beef with them. So they actually have a whole program where they will, have a workforce of hackers. Well, I use the word hackers very loosely, their army of cyber experts. And they say, we want you to take out these targets in our, in this other country that we do not love. And they're incentivized to do so. Now, North Korea has they're notorious for having such individuals.
Absolutely incredible. So for a small business or a medium-sized business, they might not have a massive budget. And in fact, especially at the moment in South Africa, everybody is just doing whatever they can to make sure costs are low and revenue is up, etc. It's not an easy business environment. Spending money on the what if and on training and on systems might not seem like a priority. Maybe they don't have the budget. What are the most important things a small business or medium-sized business should be doing today to try and protect themselves?
Well, you can pay for the most ludicrously expensive systems in the world and it doesn't necessarily stop you. At the end of the day, it's really mostly the human being. So the cheapest and most effective way is to really ensure your staff are aware, because there's no excuse for you to not tell your staff and give your staff warning. Even if it's a 5-minute email that you have to compose and say, look, we're aware of these concerns, please be on the lookout. But also make sure that your staff understand. It's one thing to send very technical emails to your staff members and say, don't do ABC. But if they don't actually know what it means, that's not going to help them defend themselves against all these bad actors.
And really, it is about awareness, because being top of mind means that when you do see an email and you know to look out for something, then you might very well prevent an attack then. That is when we do need to leave it. Thank you, as always, Dr. Wade Tse-Lung from the Academy for Computer Science, Software and Engineering, talking to us about ransomware and cybercrime.